Wow. Incredible stories. Obviously, I was incredible. It's funny with all the golf stories. I just heard one recently about a minister that really loved golf, avid golfer. And so one Saturday evening, he calls his deacon and says to him, "Listen, I'm really sick. I can't do service tomorrow. Will you take it for me?" "Oh, sure, no problem. You know, if you're not feeling well." Next morning, he gets up and he gets his golf bag and he says, "Where are you going?" "I'm going golfing." "But you can't do that." "Oh, don't worry. So I'm going to go where nobody will ever see me." So he goes out and he's out on the golf course and there's two angels. And one angel says, "Oh, we got to get him. We got to make him go. We got to make that ball go in the rougher." "Oh, no," he says, he's getting a hole in one. Who's he going to tell?" So obviously, honesty pays off, and Uncle Frank is able to tell that story. Oh, my. Wow. I've enjoyed this time. I used to work in a meat market, and boy, the stories you guys have been telling just bring back all kind of great memories. And yet the pastor side of me is going to tell you that this time isn't just about Frank, it's also about us. I want to tell you, it's a time to remember that life is too short, even 95 years, you know, not four more hours. We want that time. But the time does come around where we have to stand before the Lord. Somehow, I guess deep inside, we know that what we have to offer is not enough. And we stand before a holy God. But I can tell you that God offers us a gift, his own Son, Jesus Christ. To make it possible for all of us to come before him with a boldness and a confidence. I think of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son." Where God tells us he gave his life so that we can be with him. I would just encourage you during this time of reflection, just take this time just to consider your own walk with the Lord and God's love for you and Christ's giving himself for you. Let's pray. Father, what a marvelous time this has been. Lord, to hear the story of a man who touched so many lives, who gave of himself, and also showed what, you know, a full life can be. Lord, we thank you for those memories and just ask that you would just help each of us just to be able just to hold on to those. But Lord, our prayers also go out for the family. Lord, as they have let go, Lord, you will give them the strength, Lord, to move on. And Lord, also to continue to exemplify those qualities that we heard about Uncle Frank. Just be with each one, Lord, as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.